Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is Counting the Omer, Day 5. We're meditating and looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Day 5, all authority in His name. Matthew 28:18. Yeshua said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Continuing on to verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, or in the Hebrew Talmudim, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Tree of Life Version. Daniel 7:13-14. I was watching in the night visions. Behold, one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was brought into his presence. Dominion, glory, and sovereignty were given to him, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will never pass away, and his kingdom is one that will not be destroyed. The word for authority in the Greek is exousia, as far as right, authority, or capability is concerned. It involves ability, power, and strength. And we're going to look at some scriptures that use this word, exousia. It means the power of doing something, ability, or faculty. Matthew 9:8. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Again, this is referring to Yeshua raising up and healing the paralytic. And they saw that authority, that power of God at work. John 19:11. Yeshua answered, you would have no authority over me if it hadn't been given to you from above. For this reason, the one who handed over to me has the greater sin. So again, Yeshua is saying that those that arrested him had no authority, that God allowed it to happen so prophecy would be fulfilled. It also means followed by that Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. So Yeshua has passed on, given us the authority in his name to go forth to bring people to him. It also means that he is able to forgive. Mark 2:10. But so many of you, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to pardon sins on earth, he tells the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. At once the man got up, took his mat, and walked before them all, and they were astonished and glorified God, saying, we've never seen anything like this. It also has the meaning of strength, force, and efficiency. In Matthew 7:29, for again regarding Yeshua, he was teaching them as one with having authority and not as their Torah scholars. Again, he spoke with the authority of heaven himself. He wasn't speaking in the name of somebody else. He was speaking upon his own authority. The word also means power over persons and things, dominion, authority, and rule. We see in Matthew 28:18, and Yeshua came to them and spoke to them, saying, now this is after the resurrection, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So he gave his disciples, his Talmudim, which includes you if you are a believer, authority, his authority to go in his name and make disciples. Now again, I'm reading from the book, and there are a lot more scriptures, but I'm just picking out certain scriptures. But if you have the book, I recommend you look up all these scriptures. Let's look at Psalm 136, which is really a powerful psalm. It's very applicable to the Passover season that we have just ended, and as we are entering into the counting of the Omer, preparing ourselves for Shavuot. So I'm going to read actually the whole psalm, because it's praise and glory to God, and it deals with our deliverance. Praise Adonai, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the God of gods, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who alone did great wonders, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who made the heavens by wisdom, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who spread the earth on the waters, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who made great lights, for his loving kindness endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who struck Egypt and their firstborn, for his loving kindness endures forever. And led out Israel from among them, for his loving kindness endures forever. With a strong hand and outstretched arm, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who cut the sea of reeds into parts, for his loving kindness endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his loving kindness endures forever. But hurled Pharaoh and his army into the sea of reeds, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who led the people through the desert, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who struck down great kings, for his loving kindness endures forever. And slew mighty kings, for his loving kindness endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving kindness endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his loving kindness endures forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his loving kindness endures forever. An inheritance for Israel, his servant, for his loving kindness endures forever. He remembered us in our lowly estate, for his loving kindness endures forever. And separated between us, and he delivered us from our adversaries, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the God of heaven, for his loving kindness endures forever. He has given his people the power and authority of his name, and has commissioned us to go therefore and make Talmudim disciples of all nations. We see that as Yeshua walked upon the earth, that he had power over unclean spirits. He had power to forgive sins. He had power to heal those that needed to be healed, and set free those who needed to be set free. And as his followers, as his Talmudim, he has given us that same power and authority if we believe and if we go forth. This great commission of Yeshua is stated with varying emphasis. First in Mark 16:15-20, he told them, "Go into the world and proclaim the good news to every creature. He who believes and is immersed shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name," that's where the authority is, "they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will handle snakes, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well." Then the Lord Yeshua, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that follow. Luke 24:46-49. And he said to them, let's go up a verse. And he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "So it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the removal of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, But you are to stay until the city, until you are clothed with power from on high. So they were to stay into the city until the time of Shavuot, which is what we are counting the Omer towards, to receive that power that he promised to send, that power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Let's go to John 20, 21 to 23. Yeshua said to them again, this is after his resurrection, Shalom Aleichem, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And after he said this, he breathed on them, and he said, Receive the Ruach HaKodesh. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven, but if you hold back, they shall be held back. And then Acts 1, verse 8, which should be a very familiar scripture to most of us. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When did that outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh happen? It happened on the feast of Shavuot. Again, he tells us to make people from all nations into Talmudim. This must have shocked his hearers, who surely thought the Messiah was only, or at least primarily, for Jews. Today, the situation is reversed, for many Christians think it's wrong to evangelize Jews, but their position is inconsistent. For if they really respect Yeshua, they should obey his command to make people from all nations, including the Jewish nation, into Talmudim. It's a quote from the Jewish New Testament commentary. What are we to teach them? We are to teach them the whole Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, with the foundation being in Torah and our Messiah Yeshua's teaching and the Apostolic Scriptures, which was instruction in Torah as well. So we need to remember that He is our strength. His name is our authority over the power of darkness. In His name we cast out demons. In His name we lay hands on the sick and they recover. In His name we walk and we represent His name upon the earth. Personal thoughts of His authority. Do you act on the authority of His name? Are you walking in the authority He has given you? Do you believe in the authority of the name of Yeshua? Write down scriptures that He speaks to your heart from these daily devotionals. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 5 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. Also, the Merciful One, may He, Yeshua, return to us speedily. Bo, Yeshua, bo, in our days. Come, Yeshua, come.